Hi, I'm Kelly Saperja from Mortlach, Saskatchewan, Canada. Today I'd like to demonstrate two programs from AnalogX.com. The first is a program that I use to get the vocals for my jingles called the AnalogX Vocoder. In addition to demonstrating how the vocoder works, you'll hear some examples of what I've done with it in my productions. I'll also be demonstrating a program called Say It, which I'll describe later. To demonstrate these programs, I'm using Windows Millennium and the DeckTalk XS32 software synthesizer, JAWS 3.7, and I'm also using SoundForge 5.0B to do the recording and mixing. Before I demonstrate the vocoder program, I'd like to answer the question, what is a vocoder? A vocoder is a device that allows you to take a signal and modulate it with another signal. The result is you can make an instrument sound like it's singing or talking. To use this program, you have to create two wave files. One of these files is the modulator file, which is usually of speech saying what you want the instrument to sing, and the carrier file, which contains the notes from an instrument, such as a keyboard, guitar, etc. For instance, I create all my carrier files using the synth brass instrument from the Millennium Sound Font Bank for the Sound Blaster Live. Keep in mind, however, that while the vocoder will let you use wave files with any sample rate up to 44,100 or CD quality sound and any bit rate, the files must be in mono. Stereo files won't work. If you recorded your files in stereo, you can use your recording program, such as SoundForge, to convert them to mono files. Okay, I'm now at the computer, and I'm going to go into the vocoder program now, so I'm going to press the Start menu key.
Left Windows. Start menu. Windows Update.
P for programs.
P. Accessories submenu.
And I believe I press A... What is it, one time?
A. Analog X submenu.
Okay, there it is, Analog X submenu, so I'm going to press Enter.
Enter. Say It.
It says Say It, but I think it's actually on...
Vocoder.
I don't know why it's like that, but that Say It thing that you may have heard, it wasn't focused on that. What the Say It program is, just in case you're wondering, it's a small text-to-speech program, and I must admit the voice sounds a lot like a robot. I'll demonstrate that near the end of the article, just so you get an idea of what it sounds like. Anyway, I'm going to press Enter on the vocoder.
Enter.
Which is where
Analog
I'm...
X website.
Which is where I'm really at. Now let me see where I'm at here in reality.
Vocoder.
I'm on vocoder, which I believe is the last item I clicked on the last time I was using this.
Enter. Leaving menus. Analog X vocoder www.analogx.com dialog. Band 81 window 1024 overlap 512. Wave modulator voice.war button.
Okay, now we're basically given the address for the website, which is www.analogx.com. It may say analogs.com or something like that, but that is not the correct pronunciation. And then there's some stuff about to the band window overlay and stuff like that, and I'll come to that in a minute. And then we're told that we are on the wave modulator file button. This is a button that you press, and when you do that, you are taken to a standard Windows dialog box for opening files. And if I tab,
wave carrier music.wav button.
Wave carrier, and it's currently set for music.wav. That's the file I named it. You can actually name your files to anything you want, but I like to call mine, let's say, music1.wav, music2.wav, or whatever for music files. I also have voice1.wav, voice2.wav, etc. And I like to name that so that I know that that is the modulator file. Now I'm going to tab.
Tab. Left right slider. 15%.
This is the bands slider. Now this is to adjust how many bands, or the frequency, will be left after the vocoding process. The higher the number, the closer to the original it will sound. I'm going to tab again.
Tab. Left right slider. 27%.
Now we're on the Windows slider. This allows us to choose how large a chunk of audio the program will examine at one time, and the higher the number, the less distinct the sound will be. And I'm going to tab again.
Tab. Left right slider. 0%.
This is the overlap slider. Now this allows us to specify how much of the previous windows are mixed with the current window. I must admit, I have absolutely no idea what all that means. I just read all that directly from the manual that comes with the program. The only thing I can suggest is to just play around with the sliders and see what they do individually, and I'm going to do that in a few minutes. I'm going to tap again.
Tap. About button.
There's the about button that just gives some copyright information.
Tap. About combo box. SB Live.
This is where you can choose what sound card you want to use.
Tap. Preview button.
Preview. Now, I have these files, music.wav and voice.wav, already selected. Now, if I want to preview what this is going to sound like, I can press the space bar here, and this is what we will hear.
Space.
MDSFM 88.5.
For those of you who listen to Jonathan Mosen's excellent Sunday Smorgasbord program, you may have heard that that jingle. That was when I created for MBSFM in Whanganui, New Zealand, a few months ago.
Tab. Render button.
And this is the render button. This allows us to convert the vocoded effect that you just heard when I press the preview button into a wave file.
Tab. Done button.
And there's the done button, but we're not quite done yet.
Tab. Wave modulator was...
Okay, we're back at the wave modulator.
Tap, tap. Left, right slider. 15%.
Now we're at the bands slider. Now, I currently have mine set for 15%. It's set at a different value when you first install the program, but I like to have this set at 15%. Now, let me show you what happens if you set it to 0, and I'm going to press the home key.
0%.
Okay, it's at 0%. I'm going to tap to the preview button.
Tap. Left, right slider. Tap. 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 About comp tap. Preview button.
Okay, there's the preview button, and I'm going to press space, and here is what happens.
Space.
You see, you really don't get any vocals in that. You just hear music from the carrier file.
Shift, 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 tab. Left, right slider. 20, shift, tab. Left, right slider. 0%.
Okay, now let me try setting it for...
100%.
100%, and I just press the end key.
Tap, 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 tab. About combo tab. Preview button.
Okay, and I'm going to press space to let you hear what this sounds like.
Space.
MBSFM 88.5.
So that's what it sounds like at that setting. Now, I don't know about anyone else, but I think that is absolutely dreadful. Okay, I just set the band setting back to 15%.
Tab. Left, right slider. 27%.
Now let's experiment with the Windows setting. Right now I have mine set for 27%. And I'm going to press the home key.
0%.
To get it to 0%.
Tap, 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 tab. Preview button.
I'm going to press the preview button.
Space.
Let's see what we get this time. I don't know what that was supposed to be, but I don't like it, I'll tell you that.
Shift, wave, shift, shift, tap. Left, right slider. 0.
Okay, now let's try 100%. Setting it at 100%.
Tap, 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 tab. Space.
Press the preview button.
MBSFM 88.5.
Not bad, except there's a buzz effect on there. I just set it back to 27%. That was the Windows slider. And now let's go to the overlap slider with tab.
Left, right slider. 0%.
And we're at 0%. This is, I think, what it's at by default. Now, I'm going to adjust it
100%.
To 100%.
Tab, tab. About tab.
And let's see what it sounds like now when I press the preview button.
Space.
MBSFM 88.5.
So you see, it does make a difference as to where you have your sliders at, because if they are set incorrectly or whatever, then the vocoded effect will sound pretty bad.
Shift, 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 tab. Left, right slider. 0%.
I'm going to get back to 0%. So that is basically a look at the vocoder program. Now, before I continue, I want to let you hear what the individual files sounded like before I used the vocoder on them. So here is the music. And here is the voice.
MBSFM 88. 0.5.
And as you just heard, when you put these files through the vocoder, you get this.
MBSFM 88.5.
Now, one important suggestion I have to make about creating files is you have to make sure that everything is synchronized properly. Otherwise, you're going to have major problems. For instance, here is the original version of a jingle that I created a few weeks ago, and I added reverb to this in SoundForge.
CHUK, UK 99 FM.
Now, what I did for this demonstration is I took the voice file, I believe it was, and I got it so that it was out of sync with the music. Now, here's what it sounds like when I applied the vocoder effect to it.
UK 99 FM.
So that's why it's important to make sure that your audio is synchronized, because if it's out of sync just a little bit, you may get some interesting results. I'm going to press Alt F4 now.
Alt F4. Taskbar.
To get back to the taskbar, and I'm going to go back to the Analog X submenu.
Left Windows. P. A. Analog X submenu.
There we are, and I'm going to press Enter.
Enter. Say it.
Now, I want to go to the Say It program just to show you what it's like.
Say it. Vocoder. Say it.
There we go. I'm, after using the arrow keys for a little bit, I'm now at the Say It choice.
Enter. Analog X web.
And am I really there?
Analog X.
Yes, I am. So I go up.
Uninstall. Say it.
No.
Say it.
There we go. And I'm going to press Enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. Analog X. Say it. www.analogx.com. Dialog. Text to speech edit.
Okay, now we're in the Say It program, and I'm going to type in some text here.
H-E-L-L-O, period.
Hello?
Space, T-A-I-S, K-E-L-Y, period, space, A-O-D-S-P-A-E-S-P-Y-O-U, question.
Hello, this is Kelly, how are you? Now, I'm going to,
Shift-Tab, About.com, Shift-Tab, Preview button.
Press the Preview button, I just Shift-Tabbed a couple times.
Space.
Hello, this is Kelly. How are you?
Now, you may recognize that as the voice synthesizer on one of the live 365 intros that's heard when a stream is about to play. I'm just going to show you some of the sliders here.
Tap, tap, tap. Left, right slider. 9%.
Now, I believe this one is for... I think it's the rate. Let me just...
6%.
Put it to 6%. This... I could be wrong. I haven't used this program for a while now, so...
Shift, 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 tap. Preview.
Going back to the preview button.
Space.
Hello, this is Kelly. How are you?
Okay, that's the pitch slider.
Tap. Left tap. Left right slider. 4%.
Okay, I believe this one's for rate.
8%.
I'm going to move it to 8%.
Shift tap. Done button.
Oops.
Tap.
There we go. Here, there's the preview button.
Space.
Hello, this is Kelly. How are you?
Okay, that was the rate choice. Now, if you go... Now, the higher the number... I don't know why he got it like this, but the higher the number, the slower the voice is going to go. And the lower the number, if you're at, let's say, 1%, is going to be very, very fast, I guess.
Tap. Left, right slider. 0%.
Okay, now we're on the modulation slider. I really don't know how to explain this. You'll just have to play around with it a little bit. I'm just going to press page down a few times here.
1%.
Okay, I'm at 1%.
Shift tab.
Okay, I'm back on the preview button, and I'm going to press space, and here's what it sounds like with a little bit of modulation.
Space.
Hello, this is Kelly. How are you?
Yeah, there is a little bit of an effect there, isn't there? So that should give you an idea of the Say It program. Now, like the vocoder program, you can render the output that you'll hear when you press the preview button to a WAV file. I think you can do that in a lot of the Analog X audio programs as well. If you would like more information about the Analog X vocoder or Say It programs, or if you'd like to download these programs for free, you can visit the Analog X website at www.analogx.com. That's www.analogx.com. You'll find these programs in the audio category. If you have any comments or suggestions about this demo, please email me at kelly@acbradio.org. That's K-E-L-L-Y @acbradio.org. To end this article on main menu, I'd like to play a song I composed a couple of months ago about one of my favorite audio players. I use the vocoder for most of the vocals on this song. For main menu, I'm Kelly Saperja.
If you're looking for an audio player, here's the one for you. Winamp by Nelsoft, and here's what it can do. It can play many types of audio, such as MP3, MIDI, WAV,
and even your CD.
Plugins, scans, there's so much more.
And the best part, it's absolutely free.
Get it from winamp.com.